Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW at 1150 a.m. in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. But actually, today I'm out the ocean near a beautiful place called Ocean Shores, spending some time out here. I'll be at a psychic fair tomorrow, and if you're in the area, please stop by. It'll be at the Ocean Shores Quinault Indian Casino. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today, well, I'll be having on a wonderful friend of mine named James Redfield. He's the author of The Celestine Prophecy. It's a famous book, sold millions of copies back in the 90s. And it actually helped me start me off on my spiritual journey. James is still writing and giving wonderful lectures on spiritual evolution and spiritual topics. So he's coming on today in just a few minutes. Then at 3 o'clock, I'll be bringing on Marie Thorne Thompson from Santa Barbara. She's been in continual contact with the Pleiadians, who are coming in droves. Hundreds and hundreds of spacecraft have been seen around the skies of Santa Barbara. And I'll get an update from Marie about 3 o'clock. And then from a little after 3 to 3:30 p.m., I'll be giving messages from our late president, John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated years ago on November 22nd, 1963. He's asked me to give these messages from him on our beautiful, bright future. So that'll be fun. And then from about 3:30, 3:35 p.m. or so to 4 p.m., I'll be bringing on a wonderful healer, a friend of mine named Eric Rains. Eric's from the Salem, Oregon area. And he's given me healings before, and I really like Eric. He was at my Galactic Wisdom Conference this year, and he'll be coming back again next year on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2020, and I hope you can come. I want to thank all the sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland, for their wonderful support, and I especially thank them for their recent generous contribution for a new library for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. With that, I'd like to thank my wonderful friends Marian Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jim in London, England, and of course Jan, Eric, and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who have helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who have been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course KKNW and Eric, whose help and support, without this help, their help and support, this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States on my cell at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. As you know, I was ill recently with bronchitis and possibly pneumonia, but I'm feeling so much better now, about 98% better now. So, and I want to thank everyone for their beautiful love and support. I know it really helped. Also, I want to thank everyone on behalf of the Hopi Indians for their wonderful support for not only clean water, but also their library as well. And with that, I'd like to thank Mr. Manoti Labardi of New Jersey for all his generous contributions with his books, and of course, Corey and Saul, for their wonderful contribution toward a new library. I'm continuing to work to raise funds for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo. And if you'd like to donate for that, it is a tax-deductible contribution when it goes through the Clean Water Foundation of Washington. For only $125, a new clean water filter can be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo so they can have clean water without arsenic or radiation. It's amazing, really, to think here in the United States that they have these Navajo and Hopi communities in Arizona, which for years have been drinking radioactive and arsenic contaminated water. Of course, that's not good for your health. The longevity, really, it hurts their longevity and causes cancer. But if you'd like to help them, please contact me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, I also want to tell everyone that your prayers for the fires in California and also in Australia have really worked, and also the shout out that we've given the Pleiadians the last two Friday shows have really helped, because the Pleiadians have stepped in and they've helped to put out the fires with increased rainfall over California. And so I want to thank everyone so much for their thoughts, because it's really made a difference. And I'll be bringing on Marie Thorne from Santa Barbara at the 3 o'clock, at top of the 3 o'clock hour, to talk about all the ships, hundreds of ships, which have been showing up around the California area. And with that, but they're there and they're helping us. They believe in free will. It's just like in Star Trek, where they believe in the prime directive. The prime directive is real in this universe, and they won't come in and help unless they ask. Now, this is different than some tyrannical extraterrestrial races, including the reptilians, who come in and force their will upon humans here on the planet. But the Pleiadians and the Galactics don't work like that. You have to ask them for help. And I'd like to – we'll do a joint prayer and ask them for help at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. And they've been making a difference too. There's over 2 million Pleiadian ships right now circling the planet. They're here. They've been here for about a little more than a year now, and they said they're going to stay here until we go through the ascension process. They're also making sure that this planet does not have another pole shift. We've had many pole shifts in the past, and it happens about once every 100,000 years. After the pole shifts, of course, civilization's destroyed, and we have to start all over again. Well, that's not going to happen this time, they say, and it's not going to happen because the Pleiadians and the Galactics have stepped in, and they're going to make sure it doesn't happen. So that's a good thing. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be March 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2020. And one thing I want to point out to everyone, I just realized the other day, a friend of mine, Rick in Seattle, pointed this out to me. He said, Ted, when you think about it, the year 2020, what does that mean in terms of eyesight? And I said, well, of course, it means clear vision. So next year, we should have clear vision about lots of different things. And if you'd like to come to my conference, I hope you can come. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Forgive me. And if you register before December 31st, you can save up to 30 to 40% off the regular registration price. Among the wonderful speakers will be Simon Parks in person from England. He says he's coming, as well as James Redfield, who will be on my show in a few minutes, the author of The Celestine Prophecy, as well as Alex Collier. Alex Collier is a famous contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy, as well as, of course, Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project and Dr. Emoto's former administrative assistant, and many other wonderful people. Register by the end of the next month and save 50 bucks off the registration. For more information, please see our website at galacticwisdomconference.com. Then twice next year, from January 23rd to February 7th, 2020, and again from May 17th to June 5th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting Cusco, Ollantaytambo, Pisac, the Sacred Valley, Puno, the Nazca Lines in Paracas, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls, and also meeting local Indian shaman who will be giving healing sessions for those who want it. The trip is really going to be out of this world. The cost is $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available, and I'll also be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca. And as well as spirits and angels on the other side. I have an ancient Inca brother. I did have a life among the Inca many centuries ago, and he's with me now, actually, all the time. I hope you can come. If you'd like more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, next year, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. Each time we've been there, we always see Sasquatch, meet with the people of Telos, also have experiences with the Dhamma, and many miracle healings occur. During my most recent trip last month to Mount Shasta, there was a wonderful lady named Lorraine from Quebec, Canada, who had torn ligaments in her left foot. Doctors said they couldn't do anything about it. We did prayers and meditation for her. Within 30 minutes, she was completely healed, back to normal again. There was another lady in September, a couple months ago. I was at Mount Shasta. She'd had Lyme disease for the last 20 years or more, completely healed. I'm not making this up. All of these things have happened. You have to be open to it. I can't guarantee that a healing will happen for you if you come on the trip, but it's happened so many times. You have to be open to it and positive. If you're positive and open to it, they can and will come in and give you what I call a miracle healing. With that, let's see if we can bring on James Redfield. I hope he's available today. Eric, I'll talk a little bit about. He wrote a famous book called The Celestine Prophecy back in the 90s. It helped me propel me on my own spiritual journey. And it's set in Peru, where it's a spiritual classic where there's this ancient Inca text which people found, which helped them find ancient wisdom and also open up their pineal gland and trust their intuition to finding answers to almost anything. It was an amazing book. It was also made into a movie back in the 90s. I've seen the movie and also read the book. I've got several copies of the book. And it was one of the books that helped me on my own spiritual path. Since that time, James has written numerous books, including The 12th Insight. And he's a wonderful author, and I'm so happy you can come on today. But he's a busy guy. I hope that we can reach him today. If not, Eric, we'll try Zora and Billy of the Hollow Earth, who's standing by. Also, I wanted to thank everyone so much again for sending their love and light to me when I was ill. All I wanted to do for the last 3.5 weeks or so is sleep. And I got a lot of sleep. I was sleeping like 12, 13, 14 hours a day. And with that, I want to thank my dear friends, Mary Lou and Rita in Weed, California, who took good care of me. I had finished this trip to Mount Shasta. They invited me over, and I slept at their place for about 10 days, played with their cat and dogs, and had a wonderful time, actually. But they took good care of me, and it's thanks to them that I was able to get on the med. I'm almost all done with it now. I feel fine. But I want to thank them so much again for their loving care that they gave me when I was down there when I was ill. It's friends like that that really make a difference in life. Unfortunately, we are unable to reach James Redfield. I know he's a busy guy. He travels quite a bit, but my producer will I'm going to bring on Billy Woodard and Zora from the Hollow Earth, wonderful friends of mine. I really like them, and I wanted to have them as a backup today in case we weren't able to reach James. But I was going to invite Zora anyway on a week from today. But I'm so glad to have Billy. Billy and Zora, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good, good. It's so good to talk to you, my friends.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good to talk to you. And how are you today?
Good. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Wow, what an exciting time we live in, don't we?
Yeah.
There's all kinds. I guess that's kind of an understatement, isn't it? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I would like to mention that we have a new health product out. It's called Liquid Gold RX.
Oh yeah, and, right. You told me about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And for your listeners, it would behoove you to go ahead and go to this website I'm going to give you right now.
Okay.
And that would be liquidgoldrx.com. / Zoraya Jane. And when you go to that, you can look up the product. It's called Liquid Gold RX. It's food for the blood. It will assist your body in healing itself. Mm-hmm. It will open up all your arteries and all this. And it's very, very good. And we've had a lot of testimonials pertaining to it.
Wonderful.
And we as distributors, we can't say it'll heal anything. But When my father comes through, he can say whatever he wants because they can't stop him. Mm-hmm. But they could stop us. But like I said, they can't stop my father. My father says what he wants to say anytime, sure. Any place.
Sure. But, right.
That's my father. But so the product is extremely potent and powerful. You squirt four squirts underneath your tongue 15 minutes prior to a meal. The dosage is usually what they say is four squirts under your tongue before your biggest meal per day, and that'll last you for a month. Four squirts under your tongue per day. But if you have issues like cancer or other issues, then you probably want to take more. And it, like I said, if you have a blood clot, it'll dissolve it. So if you're having those kind of issues, that's the formula you want. And of course, Jane will be able to tell you more, but she's not presently here. Let me see if I can get her. Jane?
Jane? Billy?
Yes.
Billy, how was this product discovered, by the way?
Talk to him more about the liquid gold. It's Ted, you're on your.
Hello,
Jane. How are you doing? I had another guest, James Redfield, scheduled at this time, but I arranged with Billy to have him and Zora as a backup, and we can't reach James. Maybe he's traveling, but so I'm so glad that you could come on today. Tell us a little bit about liquid gold and how it was formulated.
Hello, Ted?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Hold on one second.
Okay, well, we're on the air, and
all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, how was this product formulated? Do you know?
The product, it's very interesting. The formulation was done through what we call a quantum computer technology.
Okay.
And so that, therefore, the product itself is quantum.
Hmm.
So it's been formulated over the past 50 years. And
oh, wow.
Way back, yeah, it started a long time ago. Of course, it was always with the elite who were able mm-hmm. to partake of this particular product. Only the elite were able to afford it, and so they paid their $200 to $400 for each bottle. And
mm-hmm.
and now, this product has only been out for about 4 months, and now mm-hmm. they're able to make it available for the people that are part of, who decide to become a customer or a distributor with this product. They're the only ones right now that can have access to this wonderful product.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
In regards to the product itself, so that's how it starts. The formulation goes through over a million algorithms before they came up with this particular liquid food extract. They utilized mm-hmm. a long time ago, probably more than 50 years ago, that they found that there were 200 plants around the world that had substances within it that would be beneficial to the body. They have been uh-huh. able to narrow it down to only 40 plants. And what they have done through this computer-generated quantum technology is to extract out of each plant, whether it comes from the root or whether it comes from the leaf or the stem, what molecules are best suited to be able to work with the body so that the body can heal itself. So now we only have 40 40 of these plants now, the extracts of what particular areas of the plants that have come to their, and this is working with, of course, scientists and doctors, and then have come up with this product called Liquid Gold RX. So they've done a lot of clinical work already with many, many, many people so that they know exactly how this particular product works through blood work. And we know that it's always through blood work where you see there's any abnormalities, whether or not you know, they're off kilter. Exactly.
Well,
so that's
Jane,
how they've been able to monitor this. Yes.
Jane, could you give out your website again? James just called in. And I don't want to be impolite or anything, but what I'd like to do is just have you both on and talk about this product and other things about a week from today for a whole hour. Would that be okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay, okay. Give out your website again, liquidgoldrx.com/
Zerate. Yeah. Well,
okay.
You're correct.
Okay, Zerate. Okay, jane.rx. Okay. Well, Jane and Billy and Zora, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
For the mix-up today, but I'm going to go talk to James. He's scheduled now for the interview, and then I'll have you guys on a week from today.
All right. Sounds wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
So just real quick, it's liquidgoldrx.com/Zerea Jane. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
We'll go over.
All
yeah,
right,
we'll go.
Good.
Okay. Thank
we'll
you so much, Zerea.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Sorry for the mix-up, my dear listeners, but James is standing by. James, how are you doing today? We'll get James here on the air.
oh, I can
James?
Hear you, Ted. I can hear you.
Oh, good, good. How are you doing today, my friend?
Well, doing really well.
Good.
Excited about what we're doing and what time it is in the world, in spite of craziness in politics.
Yeah. What time zone are you on? Are you on this planet? Is that right? I assume you're on Earth, but I never know sometimes for people.
Yeah. Well, most of the time I'm on Earth, I have to say.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. That's good. That's good. Are you on Mountain Time, Eastern Time, Central Time?
It's Central, yeah.
You're what? I'm sorry, what?
It's
what, James?
Central Time.
Oh, Central Time. Okay. Okay. Good. Good. All right. I just never know. I just never know. Well, you've had an amazing life, James, and you're continuing you wrote that amazing book called Celestine Prophecy that really helped me in my own spiritual journey back in the 90s. But you're continuing to work. You're like the Energizer Bunny that never stops, so to speak. And I know that you had some recent events in North Carolina. If you could tell my listeners if you have some upcoming events, I know they'd love to hear about it.
Okay, well, just a little background. I'm working on a couple of books, really. I think it's a new time in the world. More people are meditating than ever before. In spite of all the anger you hear maybe on public airways, people have never been more spiritual. They have never been more tuned in through meditation.
That's true.
You know, what you don't hear about is this tuned in majority, super majority, who are holding it together, helping people, working at the community level. And what's really happening is a worldwide consciousness shift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my view, and I think the case for that is that we have three generations all coming online seeking a deeper spiritual consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the baby boomers who are asking the question, what legacy do I want to do? If you're retiring, we're asking, where I want to, what do I want to volunteer? What do I want to kind of charity work do I want to do? What kind of, what did I postpone, when I was young in terms of the mission, that baby boomers feel? So that we have the baby boomers tuning in and their children, the millennials, are reaching age 38, which is a key a key age where every generation says, okay, I've gotten the work thing down. I've gotten maybe a family, children. I'm sort of mastering all that. But they ask, isn't there something more that I'm mm-hmm. here to do? Isn't there a calling that would really keep me more inspired?
Sure.
And at the same time as those other two, we have another generation entering the children of the millennials who are thinking, are looking right at college. Okay, they're finishing up high school. They're, you know, they want to be on their own, and they're asking the big questions. How do you get educated?
Absolutely.
What kind of work do I want to break into? You know, what is my mission?
Sure.
So that's the majority, the vast majority of people. Again, a lot of them meditating, a lot of them, you know, living their life wanting to help. And it's a vast majority of the population on planet Earth are really tuning in to something more. And when people start to do that, we saw it back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened with the baby boomers and we're there starting with their children. So it's just a new time right now to really move into a consciousness where, you know, where you can develop your mission. You're something that really inspires you. You keep up that inspiration energy. So we celebrating that, celebrating the fact that the Celestine Prophecy has been passed around again with all this higher questioning.
Sure.
You know, we're on tour. So we went to a lot of places this year. Next year we'll be doing it again. The Celestine Prophecy Inspiration Tour. So anybody
Wonderful.
Who wants to find what we're doing, all they have to do is just Google that, or Google James Redfield or the Celestine Prophecy. It'll all come up. So, we're looking forward to in February, for instance, being at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles.
I'll be there too.
Well, that's
I'll
great.
Look you up.
So,
I'll
you
look
know,
you up.
I want to personally invite as many people who are tuning in now, and anybody that. I'd like anybody listening who thinks it's a good idea, what I'm talking about, you know people that would benefit from a workshop on about this. And see, the most exciting thing is that we know how to do it. In other words, we've got 100 years of the human potential movement, and I believe that we can prove to ourselves that there's a very, very efficient methodology to break past what may be holding us back and to move into this consciousness where we use our intuitive intelligence to manifest this deeper mission that we all feel we have. So, it's a new time in the world. Never have people been so tuned in already, but we're also realizing that this tuning in can pay off big because we now know really how to do it, to move into this intuitive intelligence that everybody talked about for the last 20 years. We know exactly how to break through whatever it is that holds us back. And many things can hold us back. You know, we have our coping devices. We have all the habits that we find ourselves cycling through, emotional hurts and anxiety. You know, that stuff still pops up, but it pops up to be dealt with, and I think we know how to deal with it very, very effectively right now.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention to people that you'll be coming out to my Galactic Wisdom Conference March 13th, 14th, and 15th next year in Olympia, Washington. And James, we'll have to talk about this if you like, but if there's time, I'd love to have you give a Celestine Prophecy seminar, if you like, after the conference, or even before, if you want.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
We've got a lot of events planned. So, we're having a lot of fun coming together. It's a really in-depth, what we're doing is a really in-depth workshop. where you you come in and find proof, your own proof, that it's easier now to break through to a higher consciousness and get all the self-actualization that, that all of us sense we can have.
I look at the times now, James. You were a real pioneer back in the 90s with your work, but since that time, it's like Mother Nature, God, if you will, the supreme being who created all of this, has been nurturing the spiritual garden here on planet Earth by raising vibrations, by focusing people on service to others rather than service to self, on helping people, you know, make this planet a better place. So that's the garden, the soil itself, the conditions for spiritual involvement are better now than I can think of any other time in my 65 odd years here on the planet. So it's I think the time is ripe for your seminars and certainly for a spiritual revolution and evolution here on planet Earth.
Well, I would just say that you know, it's easy, you know, if you listen to you know, the television newscast, you think all, you know, it's all falling apart, and,
right,
you know, there's so many ways that we're being cast against each other, and you know, it's the forces of corruption out there really want us at each other's throats. They you know, all the social media platforms actually suppress any mention of the word love or the word spirituality.
Really? Wow.
You know, they don't want that, because they don't want discussion about that, because what would we do if we really, the majority of us, you know, brought this spiritual power into politics? Well,
right,
you know, we would definitely probably break them up and reform a lot of these, you know, massive social corporations. You know, it's you know, they're not supposed to be suppressing any kind of free speech, much less you know, spiritually based consciousness. I'm talk about that.
I don't, you know, they may try, like you said. I've been censored before on Facebook when I've mentioned John F. Kennedy, but they may try to stop it, but I think they're powerless. I think they're getting to the point where they're powerless, James, because the tide has turned. I can feel it, and there's more and more people every year, every day, every month, who are becoming more spiritually aware. And your work helps them in their on their spiritual path. That's one thing I really like about your work. And you've been at it for so many years.
I agree with, you know, the politics of all this. I mean,
it's
not a war. You know, it's not a war between, you know, free expression and against, you know, corporate rigidity. It's really not a war, because we're, you know, consciousness is more powerful. And so we have to do is live more in a conscious place and more in, you know, with emotion, you know, the power of this healing heart, which always happens with when we go into an emotion of love, and that becomes our central emotion. And nothing is powerful as that, because what it does is it lifts people who may be in fear and in all this corruption out of fear, just the power of it by contagion. And so, you know, it's not a war. And I always say to people, do not sit down and yell at politicians on the nightly news. You know, it's not a war. Anything you hate are angry toward just gets bigger. It gives them power. They live in that dark space. So it just gives them power, and the best thing to do is just move into the light side, you know, and the side of love and consciousness, and live there and concentrate on spreading that among people, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well, it's an amazing time to be alive, James, and you must get a tremendous amount of satisfaction from your work too, to help people wake up to spiritual evolvement.
The most fun I can have. You know, I love talking about this, and you know, just because it's it's always evolving into a different form.
Right.
And now,
right.
what it's evolving mm-hmm. to with the millennials coming of age, millennials
oh, yeah.
Are
right.
already the biggest generation, largest generation on the planet.
Uh-huh.
But they're unifiers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not speaking for them. They're telling me this. They're mm-hmm. unifiers, meaning, okay, there's all this theoretical talk about spirituality. How do you
right.
really do it? How do you mm-hmm. really do it as a value in life that we want to create? So that's
right.
what unifiers want. So this generation, mm-hmm. you know, some people will argue, well, okay, millennials have had a hard time engaging in life. Well, really not so. You know, they're barely moving past 38 right now. So
uh-huh.
they have been, you know, they have been not engaging because there's so much turmoil in the world. But
right.
now, as
right.
they find spirituality themselves, that
mm-hmm.
always is a unifying factor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're
right.
really tuning in. They're really increasing the number of people meditating in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just lifts the whole consciousness when we try to really live it. We get up in the morning and really try to live this. Don't, you know, stay out of our emotions that erupt within us and find, you know, meditate with a goal of healing, you know, healing the emotions. And
I said,
mm-hmm. we know how to do that. So millennials
sure.
are on board. Let's really do it. Let's not just talk about it. Let's really do
sure.
it. So that
sure.
motivates
sure.
me, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. James, could I share a fun story with you on meditation?
Sure. Absolutely.
I went to India last month to a meditation retreat with a wonderful group called the BK Kumaris, and they have a hospital there, and it's all Ayurvedic, Indian Ayurvedic medicine with some Western things there too, but a lot of it's Ayurvedic medicine. And I interviewed the hospital director. I played his interview last month on my show. They meditate every hour. They have what's called, they call traffic control, where they have music they play. And everyone is supposed to stop for 2 or 3 minutes and just meditate. Now, if you're a surgeon doing an important surgery or, you know, something like that, you really can't stop. But for everybody else, they all they require everyone to meditate. And they also have a department of spirituality and wellness within the hospital that tries to determine spiritual causes for whatever illness you may have. They also have departments of homeopathy, acupuncture, energy healing. It's an amazing place. It's so far advanced in terms of alternative medicine compared to what we have here in the West that it's mind-boggling. And they're not particularly wealthy either, but they've learned how to shepherd the resources into key areas for spiritual healings for people that does well. It's a place called Mount Abu in Western Rajasthan in India, but it's an amazing place. I had some dental work done last month. And the dentist did a wonderful job, really wonderful job. But I want to tell you, hopefully someday that would be nice to get that as well in our own hospitals here in the West.
Yeah, and it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, the FDA are the bad guys in this, and they're
right.
you know, they're in this whole corporate sort of allopathic medicine where. You know, it's always a pill. You know, there's a happy pill. There's a, you know, there's a pill for everything that might go wrong with you. And
right.
it's, you know, if you look at how they're approved, you realize that, you know, they only have to be, a couple of percentage points above the placebo effect,
mm-hmm.
and they're approved. So you've got a lot of
sure.
people. Thinking they're, you know, it's really their own placebo effect that's making these medications work, and
mm-hmm.
all of the side effects are horrible because, you know, what happens is you take a drug for something and maybe, you know, it's working a little bit, but then you have a side effect, and
right.
guess what happens when you report a side effect? You get another pill, another pharmaceutical yeah, for the side right, effect. And that's right, why people right, in nursing homes, you know, they're on 15 or 20 medications.
Right.
And it's just mm-hmm, no end to it. And mm-hmm, it's all corporate, based on corporate profits, and they control, in the United States, they completely control both parties. They have so much money.
Right.
So, but alternatively, people everywhere are going to alternative methods because mm-hmm, under the radar, there are chiropractors, there are allopaths, there are sure, all kinds of people are doing medicine, sure, using nutraceuticals, plant extracts.
Okay, sure.
To help people with what's going on. So, plus mm-hmm, energy medicine. You know, I have a chiropractor that's been trained to use something called the PEMF machine, pulsating electromagnetic frequency therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how well it works. I mean, it heals everything at a tremendous rate.
Really?
In fact,
wow.
I play golf when I can, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, I took a rogue swing and really pulled my back so that, the MRI said, oh, my goodness, you've got a slipped disc. You need to go to completely immobile, and you're probably going to have some kind of surgery to fix this. Well, I went to my chiropractor, and he used the PEMF machine plus some laser lights that are on the market right now that work.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
within 2 months, think about this, completely mm-hmm, collapsed slipped disc, they would call it, ruptured herniated disc.
Oh, my God.
Sciatica mm-hmm, pain. 60 days later, I was playing golf.
You're kidding me.
So
oh, my goodness. What a wonderful story.
The people everywhere, but here's the deal. They can't publish. They can't publish all these cures that they're finding mm-hmm, because the FDA has, they'll go in with stormtroopers and, and call the health professional a quack of some kind and put them in jail for this. I mean, they're not approved by the FDA.
Well, they're out there
and you can find.
Sure. Well, I have to tell you the story. Yeah. James,
I was going to wrap up by saying people everywhere are seeking out these alternatives and finding them.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. The head of the FDA was the former chief attorney for Monsanto.
That's right.
I don't know who he is now, but it's just like.
Yeah, under President Obama, they came right out of Monsanto.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know who it is now. Usually there's just a revolving door between the people that are supposed to be regulated and the regulators.
Right. There's no difference. Yeah.
And that's a real problem. But a bill mm-hmm, has been passed just mm-hmm, in the last few years that gives you a right to try. It's called the Right to Try Bill. And mm-hmm, it certainly applies to, some experimental pharmaceuticals that somebody might want you to take, but it also applies now to alternative medicine.
Really?
So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and that sort of squeaked through. So what happens is that these practitioners mm-hmm, don't have to worry so much about the FDA coming in and slapping mm-hmm, them with a crime because it is now legal to try this stuff.
Wow.
And, And I think it's nationwide that the people can look at what the state laws are too in their state, but mm-hmm, in states that are have more of a free exploration and a citizen centered mm-hmm, health rights mm-hmm, that you can go do that, and so that's helped.
Wow. Well, that's good news. That's good news. That's good news. What President Kennedy's told me from the other side, James, is that he tried to institute changes from the top down during his administration. Of course, before he was assassinated, actually, on November 22nd, 1963. So today's the anniversary of his assassination.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but what's happening now is that the changes not so much are coming from top down, some changes from the top down, but good changes are especially happening from people like you and me and everybody listening to this show, because they all want to – I think all my listeners want to make this world a better place. And so they're working from the bottom up, if you will, and that's much, much harder to stop, and it's far more powerful too, I think, than from the top down.
Yeah, and it's absolutely happening. And this bill helps so people can now get educated and become in charge of their own health remedies, and not be so afraid that they'll go to jail. But we still have to move from this corporate medical care to a more energized medicine, and before that and help people to understand that that's real, and that all these ways that people can help in that, spread the word about that. That's inspiring. If all you do is spread the word around that, you can live a great mission.
And I think it's coming too. That day is coming. It's coming here. It's in the process of coming, and especially with your work and waking people up. People are unhappy with the current system, and they want to find real cures for diseases. They just don't want to treat the symptoms, but they're looking for real cures and alternative methods to help heal.
That's right, which is what alternative focuses on.
Sure,
and that's why it's more truthful. And it's just that the medical system, like many other systems in the world, is corrupted by money. And corrupted by people operating inauthentically, and in other words, telling a lot of lies and trying to fight progress toward alternative medicine. Sure. But as you said, we can be confident, I think, and that if we keep spreading the word, things are going to really improve in this area.
Twice a year, I take people to Mount Shasta, James. You're welcome to come on my next trip if you like. I'll do it again next year, early July, at the end of August. And often when we're there, we have miracle healings. We do a joint prayers and meditation on the mountain. And I've had people – well, in my own case, a year ago, for decades, I had blurry 20/40, 20/50 blurry farsighted vision in my right eye. And I meditated one night, and I was healed. I was given a miracle healing by the people of Telos in Adama. And they've done that for many people. One lady, another lady, was healed completely of what was it? It was I can't remember. She had a debilitating disease, not MS, but I'll remember it. But anyway, she had this disease for decades and completely healed. Another lady. Last month I was at Shasta, and she had torn ligaments in her left foot, and it was completely healed within 30 minutes after doing prayers and meditation. So I think everybody has my guides tell me anyway that everybody has the ability within themselves to heal themselves. But so the answer lies not outside of you, but within you. Actually, that's what they say. So.
Well, and I would agree with that, although being at a super powered location, really helps. Mm-hmm. I remember time that I went to Sedona, Arizona, mm-hmm. With all these energy vortexes that are there. Mm-hmm. And I had sprained my ankle at the hotel and was on crutches. Here I was in the walking capital of the world, on crutches. But I got myself to the top of an airport vortex. And there were so many people up there that were, just talking and connecting, and a lot of connections synchronistically just happened to be there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I looked down and realized, it was a real high energy experience. Looked down, mm-hmm. I was putting weight on my ankle. So I just put the crutches down, and by the time I walked down, I was completely well. And this was
Serious. That's wonderful.
I had to go to a doctor for it. I couldn't even put any pressure on it at all. And suddenly, just that quick. So, you know, energy medicine, you know, we're just the bare beginning of what can work, both from internally and at, at these high power points on the planet.
Sure, sure. Well, that's one thing at Shasta. You get a lot of really good, powerful energies. And the disease I just remembered was Lyme disease. She'd had Lyme disease for like 20 years. And she was healed within 30 minutes after doing prayers and meditation at this one particular spot on Mount Shasta. So it does happen, and I can't guarantee it. It'll happen for everyone that goes, but if you're open to it, it has happened many times for different people. There was another fellow on one of my trips. Let me try to remember. Oh, yeah, right. It was in August of 2018. He had Lou Gehrig's disease, where his muscles start to shut down, and he wasn't able to walk, and he was given a miracle healing. And after he was healed, he ran a mile and a half back to his car. First time he'd ran, I think, in 30 years, 25, 30 years. But anyway, the day's coming. We're alternative methods of healing will become the standard of care. And I don't know the history. Do you know the history of how the medical establishment was taken over in the United States? I think it was done in the 20s by the Rockefellers, but I don't know much about the history. Do you?
Well, what happened is it just grew out of the more control the government has, the more they regulate the kind of medicine you can have, and the more big corporations are empowered to deliver all this medical service. And you know, it just happened gradually. I mean, the people are. I think the statistics is that people are about 70% less healthy right now than or at least in the last 20 years, as opposed to people that were alive and well in the 20s and 30s. You know, there's
really
so much more illness now. It's happened, but it's, you know, it's all corporately, you know, I like to call it the pharmaceutical mafia, you know, it's and the kind of food that you see in a grocery store, that didn't happen until well after the 30s. Really, the 40s and 50s is when all this corporate food started replacing homegrown food. You know, in the 30s, about 90% of the American population lived on farms, small farms and homesteads and grew, you know, my grandfather in the 30s had a fully functioning homestead where, you know, they had farm animals that provided fertilizer and manure for the farm. They had everything that you could find in the grocery store, but it wasn't in a box. People out there eating out of a box they find in a grocery store has nutrition.
Right.
And that's what has happened. And so the corporate medicine, you know, they scoff at nutrition and all the things that we could do to live healthily. And most of the doctors, only thing they know, and I'm talking about most of the mainstream doctors, corporate doctors, all they know is what the drug companies tell them.
Right.
And so they know nothing about living healthy lifestyles. I mean, they sort of say, you know, they give you a little bit, you know, but what they don't tell you is how much poison is in the food and it's chemicals and poison that are poison to the body. Did you know that most people didn't eat much sugar, for instance, until the 50s?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And there was hardly any candy. Anywhere that kids ate.
Really? Well, candy's everywhere today.
You know, and everybody kind of knew that sugar was bad for you.
But
one particular, and this surfaced, this whole history surfaced not too long ago through the Life Extension Foundation, but one Harvard professor
James, we got about a minute left, so go ahead, my friend. Go ahead and wrap up.
I was just going to say, this is one point. This one doctor who was televised and amplified all across the said that everybody should eat, I think it was a half a cup of white sugar a day to be healthy.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe that? And now we know that white sugar in the blood, is the number one inflammatory, food in the body that causes every one of the aging diseases that we have more of now than ever before.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. James, I'm sorry to rush you, my friend, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Well, thank you. It's always fun.
Always fun, James. All right. And I'll give you a call about doing a seminar after the conference, too. That was James Redfield. And James, thank you so much for coming on today. Please stay tuned for our next segment.